10-minute speaker is Sani. Hey, guy. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Thank you. Hi, my name's Sammy, and I'm an alcoholic. Congratulations to the 4-year birthday, and welcome to all you newcomers, because I've been there, and I know exactly what it feels like. And be extremely honest with you, I'm extremely nervous today, and it feels good to be nervous, you know? You know, it's you know, before I got to AA, I had pretty much nothing going for me, honestly. You know, my life had become chaotic. I learned how to manipulate systems, and, you know, I became an honest drunk. You know, that's all I knew how to do. Any kind of emotion I couldn't handle, any kind of physical things I didn't want to speak about. You know, I grew up in the average broken home, you know, and it was real hard for me to go out into the world emotionally feeling stable. And, you know, once I was about 15, I figured that alcohol would work for me every time that I drank, you know, and it would take me away from every problem I ever had, every fear that took place in my life. And, you know, I didn't know how to act about it, you know, and every time I started drinking, I honestly started blacking out. It became more frequently, and you know what, I couldn't stop it. Every time I picked up one drink, I had no idea when I was going to stop. I didn't know if it was going to be tomorrow or maybe 5 minutes from now, and my alcoholism would lead me to other places where I would never think I'd be, you know. And it was real hard for me to come into the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous. I remember feeling completely convinced, you know, because I had done enough damage not only to myself but to other people, and I wasn't sure if I was ever going to make it. I had finally grown enough courage to ask someone for help, you know, and I had asked my mother, you know, and she said, well, you know, you can try Alcoholics Anonymous, you know. And I remember just looking at her like, whoa, you know, that's intense, Alcoholics Anonymous. And it was real deep for me to handle, but I knew for a fact that I had a problem. I didn't drink like a gentleman. I didn't drink to be nice. I didn't toast with one beer. I wanted to get drunk, and I had that desire to get drunk. And you know what? I finally found Alcoholics Anonymous with the guidelines of a good friend of mine. You know, he'd been planting the seed in me before I even knew it. I remember sitting in the hotel room and him just feeding me knowledge, let alone did I ever know that he was sober. And what he was telling me was the truth. You know, he's all, no one cares about you more than you. You know, you gotta take care of it. And I remember telling him about my situations and how I felt. And, you know, he encouraged me, you know, let alone did I know where it was going to bring me. And it took about 2 days for me to finally want to go to a meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous. My first meeting was at the Pioneers group. And I remember going to the meetings, you know, walking in there real slow, hiding out, sitting in the corner, like putting my head down, hoping nobody would call me. You know, you can't see me. I'm invisible, you know. And, you know, I went by a couple days doing really well. And, you know, they finally asked, hey, if there's any newcomers. And I was like, I'm not going to raise my hand. You know, I didn't have it in me to just, I'm a newcomer. My name's Sammy and I'm an alcoholic. And it was like the fourth or fifth day I finally put my hand up. I said, hi, my name's Sammy and I'm an alcoholic. And I just remember everyone clapping and saying, welcome, welcome home. And it was the first time in a long time I felt welcomed, you know, and I felt maybe these people had something in common, but I always have this negative thought, you know, like, these people don't understand, they don't know what's going on. I looked at it as, you people don't know what I'm going through, you people don't understand me, you know, and I remember somebody finally asked me, hey, would you like to share, Samuel? And I was sitting in the corner, and I said, no hablo ingles, you know, yeah, I didn't want to share, believe me, I didn't want to share, and I was... And then I remember him saying clearly, they have grupos of AA in Espanol. And I was like, órale, you know, thank you, you know. And I, yeah, it was, and I remember him saying, keep coming back. I was like, yeah, all right, you know. And finally I went to a meeting in Imperial Beach, you know, the Rainbow Group. And I remember seeing, this is the first time I had met my sponsor, man. I remember looking at him like, man, this guy looks like he might understand something about alcoholism, you know. And I remember him getting up in the meeting, if you need a sponsor, come see me. And I was like, yeah, you know, maybe I could do that, you know. And I actually ended up asking him to be my sponsor that night, you know, and I'll never forget him taking me, you know, we went down to Jack in the Box, you know, he invited me out to eat, and it felt the first time that I was welcome, you know, come out and eat, you know, I was like, cool, you know. He was the first dude I ever saw buy a Jumbo Jack and put a taco in it, dude. That was original. Yeah. If you've never had that, you should try that. It's awesome. And, you know, and from that point on, you know, I'm not going to lie, I was pretty convinced. Well, I might be all right, you know? And, you know, but I still know inside that I was still full of all this remorse, all this guilt. I was still letting fear run my life. I had no power over what was going to happen, and I still didn't know how to act amongst it, you know? I'd grown up going to church, but having no honest faith in God, you know, and I remember this, there was another gentleman by the name of Rich, you know, he told me this straight up at a meeting, you know, just try 90 meetings in 90 days, and if not, they'll gladly refund your misery. And I was like, whoa, you know, I'm cool, dude. I had that desire of a drowning man that I can't drink like a regular person, and I know it here, you know. And finally, I had just been going to my normal meetings every day, making sure that I had willing to go to any lengths. You know, I still wasn't open-minded. I still wasn't ready to be honest. And, you know, once I just kept going to meetings and kept listening to what people said, it was amazing to me that we had so much in common. No matter the age difference, the ethnicity, or where you're from, it was insane to me. You know, and it finally had broken me out. Like, you know what? I have to keep seeking help. And kept going to more meetings. And, you know, everyone's like, well, you got to go through the steps with your sponsor. And, you know, my sponsor had me call him every day for 30 days. And I was like, dude, I wouldn't even call my girlfriend every day for 30 days. Yeah, that's really how I felt. You know, I was like, this isn't going to work, you know. And but I did it. I was willing. And next thing you know, we started going through the steps, you know. And like he told me, you know, a lot of it is believing in the steps. And a lot of it is letting go of all the bags that I'd been carrying for so many years of my life. Stuff I didn't know how to give away, how to get rid of. It just stuck with me everywhere I go. It was like that chip on my shoulder, you know. And I went through those steps, you know, honest as I could possibly be at the time, you know. And the fourth step came along, and I remember getting in a jam, you know, like, am I really going to tell this guy everything about my life and how emotionally messed up I am? And I talked to two friends that helped me walk through. They helped me trudge to get to where I am, you know. And if it wasn't for that, you know, it was real difficult. And they gave me words of encouragement, you know, people that inspired me spiritually, you know, and I was able to get through it, you know. I was able to get through the 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th, 11th, and 12th, you know, through the grace of God. And I'm sober through the grace of God today, you know. And it's been a journey, you know, and it's still a good journey, you know. I still have days where I know that I'm not perfect. And it's good to know that I don't have to be perfect, you know. But every time I fall down and something happens, it's the fact that I get up and I have tools to battle life today. Life's not going to beat me up today, you know. I have people I can talk to, honestly, you know, like, well, check this out. This is what I'm going through. And they'll give me honest opinions. And people will honestly call me out like, hey, you're out of line. And you know what? It's the fact of, what am I going to do about it? Am I going to sit and allow this to nitpick in my brain and get drunk over it? No, I have to put action, and more action into it. You know, it's a challenge, you know. I get a daily reprieve from meetings. And you know, if it wasn't for everyone in these rooms that supported me, and you know, I'm giving you my hope today, you know, that if you don't want to get drunk, you know, there's people in here that are willing to help, you know. And it was hard for me to even accept that, you know. And I finally have a faith in a God of my understanding, you know, that takes care of me, you know, in ways I may never understand. And I still go through it. Like, what's going to happen? And you know what? I have to remind myself that he's going to take care of it. As long as I clean house, trust God, and work with others, everything's going to be all right, you know. And it's a true blessing to be here, man. And it's intense. Sometimes I can't believe that it's happening to me. And having to sit down and acknowledge it, it's amazing. I still have days where I'm doing so good, where I feel like I'm waiting for something bad to happen. When's it going to happen? You know, looking behind my back, someone's going to see me that hasn't seen me in a while. I might have done something too inappropriately or whatnot. And you know, it's good that I don't have to worry about that. You know, I just give it to God today. It's a challenge, but you know, I'm getting through it, you know. My sobriety date is March 23rd of 2008. And, you know, it's been a journey, you know, and it's going to be a bigger journey for me to go. You know, without you people, I would have never made it to where I'm at. And I'm eternally grateful to you and the grace of God and God being in my life. And thank you so much. Like.